Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Okay. Okay, you know. Don't worry about Sid, please. Sid is a guy who is just delusional, okay? Sid's over there working. Lucky got a job. Good for him. Sid's been worried about me for 25 years, okay? He's just very jealous. Okay.
Patty! I don't like men no more! Go!
This is your announcer, Chuck Landington, welcoming you to the Metal Injection Livecast. It has come to our attention that we've recently alienated our Nazi fan base. Completely unrelated, Sean is sitting in today, and he's not a Jew. So we hope that all sides can enjoy the show. All sides. And now, here's the Metal Injection live cast.
All sides.
Are you saying that we, by the virtue of the fact that we don't no longer have a Gentile on our staff here, that people stop listening? Is that really true?
They're just angrier at us.
Oh. But aren't those
for
people
record,
angry all the time?
For the record, nobody is angry at us. This is all fake news.
What? I don't know. I hear Chuck, and he just so has such a commanding voice that I believe anything he says.
There are a lot of people who have gotten angry at us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Sean is another
We're chef. Polarizing.
Frankie Palmieri.
Yeah. The Limp Bizkit people. Folks at Limp Bizkit.
Limp Bizkit. When you say Limp Bizkit, the way it's spelled, it sounds like the Red Cord Merge guy. Limp Bizkit.
That's the kind of person meant to be saying Limp Bizkit.
That's a good
so
point. Hi, everybody.
Speaking of Limp Bizkit, Rob.
Oh, Sean is here.
Isn't that a joke about cum on crackers, right? That's what Limp Bizkit means?
Sure. Yeah.
Cool.
I mean, that would make a biscuit
and,
limp.
And welcome back,
you
Sean.
All in my crack.
Glad to be here. Have you ever cum on a non-cracker?
Oh, yes.
No, good for you.
Yeah, thank you.
I love slow moves.
Actually, I should say, before we move on, that was actually a shitty intro. I should retract it.
Yes.
Sitting in on the show today, Emmy nominated.
Yes.
Sean Grazine.
Thank you.
Sean, what are you nominated for? What Emmy? Best Supporting Actress?
Oh, I wish. I have the dress all picked out.
In a miniseries or drama?
He's the new Christine Baranski.
You wish.
Sean is starring in the reboot of The West Wing.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
A lot of walk and talk. That's what I'm good at. No, the Outstanding Interactive Program, and we're nominated for SNL.
What is Outstanding Interactive Program? What does
basically
that mean?
For the past season, everything that like what we did on social media, digital, et cetera, et cetera.
Like what?
Any kind of Facebook Live stuff,
all
360 shit, any kind of our takeover thing. Like
now, so if you guys win, do you get an Emmy? Or is there just one Emmy for
I think
the office?
So, but it's gonna say NBC on it, not my name, which is
But like you'll have it in your house.
I don't know. I hope. Fingers crossed.
Or like, are you going to steal it?
I think everyone gets a copy of it.
I think so. But yeah. Because right now, I think on the website it says NBC is nominated, but our old team's going because our team's the one that did it.
Mm-hmm.
But so it's the Creative Arts Emmys, the one that's the week before the Emmys.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of hotel do you get to stay at for one of these events?
The W Hollywood.
Oh, single letter hotel. Those are bad.
Who's hosting the Creative Arts Emmys?
I don't know, actually. And I feel bad now.
Do you know who's presenting your category?
Nope.
Jeez, man, you got to do some research on this shit.
Beforehand.
Yeah, how do you know that?
It's going to be Paulie Shore and Carrot Top. Paulie Shore and Carrot Top.
But we're up against, I think, Samantha Bee, James Corden, John Oliver.
It's a fancy one.
So it's basically just like what we submitted. This is what we did for the season. And like, you know, when the nominees are picked, they were up against just what they've done.
At least you're like in good company. Like, even if you don't win, at least.
Oh, wow. And it's going to be airing on FXX.
Yo.
So you're definitely not going to be in that like scrolling list of 93 awards that they read. Like when it's like a legit, like the person
gonna
reads it,
TV
right?
If you
win. It's, well, if we win and go up there, now that's on FXX, I assume so.
Good. I hope you're one.
Much better than when you were on
FXX.
Wow.
So it is a two-night event?
Yeah, I think so.
Wow. That's a lot of awards.
Now, what would it take to get you to wear a Raba shirt?
Yeah,
like if I wore my suit or tux and open my shirt open.
Fuck a suit. Just go up there with the robber shirt.
Yeah, no underwear, just socks.
Oh, you're right, just the robber shirt.
Just go up with your schwanz hanging out.
Well, maybe like I get a 3 or 4 XL.
Yeah.
Yeah, wear it
just
as a
so
dress.
It's like a more of a dress.
Who are you wearing, robber?
I just want like the tip to dangle out a little bit.
Just the tip.
Right.
No,
or
just go with like Speedos, like the wrestlers walk around when they wear their t-shirts.
Yeah. True. Well, we were nominated last. I was nominated last year. We went. And we lost.
Two-time nominated.
Sean Crazy. But we lost to
Courtney. Do you know which night your award is? Because there's a list of presenters is
Saturday.
Out. I don't know. It doesn't say for which category. But
what are some of the names?
We've got Jenna Dewan Tatum from World of Dance.
Who?
It's
I think
Channing Tatum's wife.
Yeah, there you go.
Come on, Rob.
Rachel Bloom from Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. I'm a fan.
Mm-hmm. I like
her.
Who?
T-Bone Burnett.
Who?
He's like a bluegrass musician. He's done. I think he did the soundtrack for Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Oh yeah, white guy.
Yeah.
Sturgill Simpson.
LL Cool J. Bill Nye.
Oh.
Ooh, I hope you get that one.
Yeah.
Rachel Osterbach and John Tucker, both from Born This Way. I have no idea what that is.
Isn't that a Lady Gaga video?
Yeah, I don't. I don't see anything saying who the host is, which is weird, because you'd think that would be.
I feel like last time there wasn't. Yeah, there wasn't. It's like people just sort of knew when their mark was, and they kind of came out and did their.
So
spiel.
There's no MC.
Yeah. Maybe well, but also last year wasn't aired. It didn't air, so I don't know.
Isn't LL Cool J an MC?
That's true.
Also true.
There you go.
Well.
I want to send a big shout out
to LL Cool J
to Darren's wife.
Oh, yeah,
because she brought us so much food.
Yeah.
Yeah, she brought. She sent
wings. Yeah. Darren brought it. She made it.
Yeah, she made it. I had nothing to do with it.
I mean, she didn't just send wings. She sent us like a whole
chips and salsa.
There were about 80 wings in there, and there's like six.
I mean, it's like she definitely worked on that. At least half a day or more than that.
Well, we were supposed to watch SummerSlam at my house, and it kind of fell through. She wasn't feeling well, and I elected to stay home with her and kind of take care of her. So she felt bad, and she was going to cook all that for the pay-per-view. And so instead she said, one of these upcoming shows, she's going to make a shitload of food.
That's so
fantastic.
Nice.
How much is the pay-per-view for SummerSlam?
Well, it's on the WWE Network, which Rob allows me to leech off of him. So
me too.
Rob is. Should I have said that on the air? We may have to cut that out.
I'm funding the live cast.
I think I have your info as
WWE
well,
Network.
But I just I rarely.
But we only use it when we're together. So.
Yeah.
So that's.
I'm always in the room when it's on. So it's
I watch.
You give us permission.
But not too much, honestly. I watch the pay-per-views and like if there's nothing else on my DVR or anything like to watch, I watch some. Vault show, but that's really it.
We have a caller.
Uh-oh.
Area code 801, you're on the Metal Injection Livecast.
Oh my goodness, this is quite awkward. I only called to listen. This is Ken Pierce. And since you have taken my call, I must concede defeat to Metal Injection. You have crafted a superior website.
Well, thank you.
And superior webcast.
Ken, kiss
the ring. You have your own webcast?
Well, no. I have given up on that dream as you have perfected the art with your superior production qualities with the show that I'm listening to now. I have resigned myself to live in nothing but knock-around shorts and eat secondhand provolone.
Now, Ken, I just want to point out, to make you feel a little bit better, none of us write any Yelp reviews. So that should just comfort
you.
That's your zone.
Herr Derenske, you have given me new purpose.
There you go.
I shall write a Yelp review about the Metal Injection live cast.
Please.
Oh, what would that say?
Top notch.
Top notch. Top notch.
Five stars?
Top notch.
You have
yes,
to add
quite.
That.
It's the pinnacle. Yes.
You have to add that review to your portfolio when you send it out to people.
Absolutely.
Would it be too meta for someone to start a Ken Pierce parody Yelp account? Right, account.
Ken Pierce is no parody.
Oh, I'm saying you're the art form.
How do you parody something that's basically parody? Like,
right, that's why I said, would it be too meta? Because it kind of already is
it's
a
like parody. Make a gun.
Yeah.
Ah, Derenske, and this is why your show is so superior to the rest.
Thank you. Well, thanks
Thinking
for
like that.
Thank you. Thank you, Ken.
Much,
you're welcome.
Yes, it was a pleasure.
Bravo, sir.
Absolutely. You're my number one podcast to listen to. Oh, no.
Wait. Number what?
Hello.
Come on, man.
The knockaround shorts reference.
Deep cut.
Yeah.
Wow, that was a good call.
If you're at an obscure Metal Injection livecast reference, give us a call. 213-WIDE-NUT. That's 213-93688. And that James Hetfield soundbite just reminded me of this video I posted on Metal Injection today.
Oh, did he do something this week?
It's another lap cover, but with Dave Mustaine as well.
Where's Mario?
This is too similar to Beavis and Butthead.
Like Judge
how real.
Yeah.
You're gonna go to Vito.
Thank you.
Hey, yo.
What was that?
That was the end of the video. Little yo.
You know.
Rob's laughing there.
Yeah, can you play it again? And then we play it with your laughter.
All right, Noah requested it.
No, it's losing it.
This is high AF.
Yeah.
Now we can add Noah's laugh. Yeah. Can we record that and export it?
She's doing an acapella right now.
Well, I approve of that. That was great. Well done. Who did that? Anyone on
It is not a fan. It is just someone on YouTube.
It might be a fan. You don't know.
Yeah, Von Retriever is his name. Oh, Lars Von Retriever.
Good guy.
Good dude.
Good guy. Great person. I will pardon him if he ever does anything.
Before the trial's even over.
Ahem.
Well,
what's on the agenda today?
Well, Sean mentioned that Noah is high AF. Should we discuss that?
Oh,
isn't
okay.
that a new development, newish development?
Well, let me just interject here that
okay.
we were all under the impression that you weren't smoking. And then Rob offered you some weed before
Actually,
the show
yes,
started. Oh, right. Okay. Well, that was irrelevant to the point I was making, but
like
true.
A fiend.
She did ask for it, which
well,
make
yeah.
so you asked. She accepted it very casually. Like I was like, "Oh, weren't you not smoking?" She said, "Oh yeah, no, I'm smoking. No big deal."
So
that leads me to believe that you've been smoking.
That's why when I stopped smoking, I said that I'm putting it on pause.
Oh.
So that there could be moments where I unpause it. And I have started smoking on special occasions,
oh.
such as SummerSlam.
And a weekly podcast that we do?
No, not this oh. is the first time I've smoked on the show for a long time.
Uh-huh.
But today we had Lucas Nelson come into Sirius.
Oh.
And
I have no idea.
Lucas Nelson is
son of Willie.
Willie Nelson's
he's
son.
He's touring with Sturgill.
What is he, like 60 years old?
No, he's probably like in his late 20s, early
oh,
30s.
What the fuck?
Good
Willie's like 94. How did that?
And he's real, like, it's good. Leroy would like that band, I feel.
Wow.
If there's a band? What's happening?
Yeah, well, he's a guitarist and a singer. Anyway, just a really nice person. And mm-hmm. he goes, hey, do you want to try some of my dad's strain? And you can't, like, turn that down. So I had, like, one hit of Willie's Reserve.
Well, you can say no, kids. You know, you can.
Yeah.
But keep
just say it.
I can't say no. That right. I would render that as a special occasion. So I took a hit, and, like, it got me so high that I had to leave work.
Yeah.
So when someone offers me some of Willie Nelson's strain, I just think of the 75 years of his miserable life. And I'm afraid I'm going to get like weathered lines on my face. The strain of his existence.
Yeah. I'm straining on
life.
The toilet.
Nelson?
He's just offering you constipation.
Yeah, didn't he go broke and like wasn't he in, like?
He had like
prison?
Tax problems
yeah.
for sure.
But he's fine.
So now he's back.
Good for him. I think he's a good guy.
He's like 80 something and still touring and playing.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Well, he has to.
But when I got here though. Noah was wrecked.
Oh,
yeah, and that was like 2.5 hours after this happened.
Right.
Oh,
damn.
But so good.
And then 6 hours later, yeah. there was another special occasion.
Yeah.
So well, I just wanted to
drop
continue.
Here.
I just wanted to continue the buzz.
Okay. Oh, so it's
I'm not judging you.
It finally subsided all these hours later.
Yeah.
Nice.
But it was so much fun to just like listen to music. And sit on the subway and just like get lost in my thoughts.
What'd you listen to?
Black Crown Initiate, The Contortionist, and Tesseract.
How long was the
shuffle.
Subway ride? Oh, okay.
It was a shuffle.
You listened
no,
to three albums. Good
yeah,
lord.
There's three songs.
I made a playlist.
Took the train to White Plains. That's a place, right? In New York? Upstate?
Sure.
Something, maybe.
Beacon?
I've been there. I was there
a few
months ago.
It's a white people area.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's very hipster these days.
Welcome to Local Chat.
Yeah.
Our new segment. Area code 562. You're on the Metal Injection Livecast.
Hey, it's Deuterino. Don't know if this is an obscure Livecast reference, but Rob, when you're out here for PWG, are you going to be interviewing Hardcore Holly for Squared Circle Pit?
What's PWG?
That's the Indian promotion?
Plug.
Hardcore Holly is not going to be a
PWG. He still exists?
He exists. I think he wrestles on the Indies.
I don't know. I felt like once Crash Holly died, Hardcore should have like thrown himself on the funeral pyre kind of a thing.
Because oh.
Crash was better.
Oh. Yeah.
But yeah, how many days are you going to be out here for it in Reseda? It's the end of this week, right?
Yeah. Flying in Thursday night. Then I'm going to leave early Monday.
Yeah, me and Leroy were talking. We're trying to figure out, we want to kind of get you drunk at a bar or something. That'd be fun.
Fun for
and
who?
Pants him?
Yeah.
You got to pants him? Pants that guy.
We want to get you to take your shirt off in public.
We'll do a Snapchat of it.
Oh, Rubinsky, you're a handsome man. We'll get a Bill Cosby here while you're
Tell him you're going to drive him back to his hotel and then just go, like, to Inland Empire or something and leave him, like, at a random intersection.
It's not gay if you leave him at an intersection.
Hey, I don't know what Leroy's feelings are, but I just want to appreciate you. Jeez. This is how you treat your fucking vans?
Yeah, this is exactly how I do.
How long have you listened to this show?
No, I'm obviously I'm messing around, but I already like I'm not really in town for very long, and two of the days I'm going to be doing wrestling, and I already made plans with my friends of mine.
Five minutes, you don't have brunch?
Wow,
Deuterine, that's not your town.
I've never heard of a breakup on the show before.
Back in LA later.
She's got to meet with Ken Pierce.
This isn't the right time for him.
He's got reservations at Madame Tussauds.
Yeah.
I'm going to check out that wax museum.
What are you? Well, I was going to walk the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Hang up on him?
All of it. No, he's still there.
You got to read up on Los Angeles.
Oh, he did hang up. You got to read up.
I heard they got a big sign that spells out Hollywood or something.
No, I was just going to ask him what his weekend plans were.
But you got to visit that Charlene Tilton star. You got to find that. Susan Anton.
Well, unlike Rob, this reminds me of my story from Dallas that I wanted to share, which is where I took the time to meet Jonathan, who often calls and leaves us voicemails with questions.
And how was that?
It was great. He was a really nice person, and it was nice to like get to know what he does. Mm-hmm. And he gave me a lift to the airport.
So he's a Lyft driver?
That's how you read it. Just tail the Lyft and like, oh, Jonathan. No.
I was most surprised to learn that he has two kids who are 18 and 21.
Oh, my God.
How old is he?
Isn't that crazy?
Jeez, babies having babies.
And he looked like he was our age. So.
Do the kids listen to the podcast?
I didn't ask him that.
Best story ever.
No, so just shout out to Jonathan. Thank you for driving me to the airport, man.
Was there any like awkwardness when you first met, or like how did he come up to you?
No, he was.
How did you find
like
each other?
A normal person?
How long did he have his hand on your knee for?
Did you kiss him?
On cheek.
He didn't.
Look at her avoiding eye contact.
Yeah, she's blushing hard.
Any love connections?
Wow.
Mrs.
Animated birds, anything?
Jonathan.
Married? No. He's going to have to
start the show.
He's
for now.
The show.
He's married for like 14 years.
But the kids are all.
Well, but it's his stepkids.
It's a shame that he
was. Oh, okay, so.
Oh, so she's like an older broad? Is that?
Oh, are you saying that it doesn't count?
Well, he didn't sire them, so it's not like he was 17 years old squirting out babies.
I know, but like, he's still their dad.
Sure.
They're older than he is.
they're buying him beer.
He's basically a trophy wife.
Yeah. They don't listen to the podcast because they don't understand how podcasts work.
What is it, like a DVD? One of these DVDs?
I don't know how to work this thing, John. Dad,
I've been
come
circling
here.
The block all day. Where's this iTunes store?
I don't understand this GPS, GPO. You take out a map in a glove compartment, Dad. What are you talking about?
Oh, my God. This is, what was it? Don't drink. Don't be a menace to South Central while drinking your juice in the hood. Where the dad is older, is younger than the son.
The dad's like a baby.
Giving him life advice, the son is. Oh, that was a great movie.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
Yeah.
So that was that.
Okay.
Well, I think this was a good episode.
Yeah.
So pack it in.
I think Deuterino's really mad. Cause
what?
He,
why?
He goes, yeah, fuck us, right? And then he quit the chat.
Jesus Christ.
Are you texting with him right now?
I'm Facebook messaging him that I was just joking
around. Rob, send
around.
Him a dick pic.
Yeah.
Quick. Make up for
come
it.
Back.
Send him a photo of some Thai food.
That'll fix everything. Stick your dick in some Thai food.
Oh.
I'll let you play with my titties.
Oh, Deuterino.
We'll all you're going to get back is who dis.
Yeah. New phone.
Well, I tried. Just send him a you up. That always seems to work.
You know what? We'll have Sean talk to him for you.
Yeah, yeah.
And he'll send your messages.
But the caveat is it'll just be Sean drops. Hello? Hello? Who is this?
All over my penis and face.
I'm going to beat your butts.
I will fuck your butts.
Dorino says new phone, who this?
I will fuck your butt.
Feel
I will fuck your butt.
Well, then, I tried.
Oh.
All right.
Maybe you should have bailed Matt on air and saved it for the text message.
Oh, no, I took your train advice. I made a playlist of three Napalm Death songs for when I go through the turnstile.
It's just you suffer three times.
There you go. So once you get on the train, you don't listen to music, just the turnstile?
Yeah, that's it.
It's
about the ride, not the destination.
The least entertaining part of it.
Or the advice versa.
Way to deconstruct the joke, Rob. Thanks.
He's just being thoughtful.
Well, I want to say...
Are you okay? You seem very upset that Deuterino's upset.
Oh, no, we're good. We're good. We're good. We're messing up.
I was like,
oh, no, I hope I didn't hurt his feelings, because that's never
the intent. I can see it in your face.
Because also I feel we get a bit of a bad rap from longtime listeners that we may come off as mean to our listeners, but we're just teasing.
But they know.
And it's if anything... It's like a Don Rickles situation.
Yeah.
Or mean as we
badge of pride.
And they give it
and
back.
If you've listened to the show, we say way worse things to each other.
Yes.
And Deuterino, of all people, knows this dynamic.
Yeah. Well, okay, I'm just projecting at this point. I'm not saying he feels it.
Deuterino, Sid's never called you a terrorist. He says that to Rob all the time.
Well, he's cut it out. Thanks
he's
for bringing
off
it up
on
there.
That.
Yeah.
Thanks.
All right, I'm saying, but it's in the archives. By the way, speaking of Rob getting a bad rap, we should say that we have a new alert for what.
Wait, what? So Aaron, who made all of this food that
Oh, my wife. Did.
My wife! My wife!
It's up. It's playing.
Talk
about a Limp Bizkit, right?
Oh.
It's all right. We'll get it.
We'll just start the show over. Play the band again.
How about this?
Let's do it. 8 to 10.
Try another way.
My wife!
Still not working.
Just forward it to me.
Sound
562.
I'll have you know I'm wearing a t-shirt with your face on it. Nah, I'm fine.
Oh, okay, great.
Okay, bye.
Well, then we're putting
okay,
it back
bye.
Finish trying to not make plans with him. Come on.
Yeah. Nah,
you're
if
back.
You can't deny it, it's fine.
Attention. This is the my wife alarm. It's not funny. Let it go.
Oh, what? What?
Bo Rat is dead. Shut the fuck up. Attention. This is the my wife alarm.
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess the joke is dead.
Let it go. Shut up. Bo Rat is
dead. Some reason there was like a 10-second delay between when I played it and when it... Was there like blank space in the beginning?
I think
that's
what it is.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
No problem.
Shut the fuck up. Attention.
Shut the fuck up. Attention.
He's a robot. Give
I
him
like
a break.
It. I like it. Deuterino, did you watch the Mayweather Conor McGregor fight this weekend?
I did, and I actually I waited until it was up on YouTube until after the fact, and
so you already knew the result, or you avoided the result?
No. You did the poor man's pay per view. You go on Twitter and just look at updates and stuff, but. No, at the end of it, it didn't matter to me. Everyone knew he was going to win. But here's my big this might be a semi-Alex Jones conspiracy. Everyone's talking about Mayweather's 50-0. Technically, he should be 51-0 because he beat the Big Show.
Oh, God.
Right. I
agree. Talk about sex. Talk about pee-pee.
Talk about sex. Talk about Big Show.
And then you count all those women he beat up.
Oh, yeah.
He looks like at least seven.
And how he murders things in language.
Yeah, well.
I would say the first boxing match I enjoyed.
Oh my god!
Out of how many?
So
out of like I don't know. Well, I thought I watched the Mayweather Pacquiao fight and that was boring.
with his dancing
around. Well, aren't most Mayweather fights really, really boring? Isn't that his thing?
Yeah, just regular points.
So this is fun.
I know some
like,
fights can be really one-sided, but I've never heard any judges more biased in boxing fights. Like, whenever the fight's about to happen, they already know who their fucking favorite is, and they're very sympathetic to them and, like, don't give the other person a chance, even if they are doing better.
Yeah.
It's kind of
like,
dumb.
Here's it was a... It was a close fight, and I feel like Conor did way better. This is his first official boxing match, and he was doing very well because he was.
So should we grade on a curve?
No. Not
he ran out of gas.
He did better than most people expected.
Well, people expected him to be like hospitalized after.
Right.
But what's interesting, but I also feel that Mayweather probably held back just because it was going to be the most, you know, the highest selling pay per view. Of all time, so he wanted to put on a show.
Yeah, and he really
did. He held back a little bit, Mayweather, until he saw McGregor was getting a little tired and then wailing on him.
But isn't that just his style?
Yeah.
McGregor landed more punches on him, though, than anyone in history.
Except for
even if you're insane. Even if you're insanely rich, I can't imagine being 40 years old and not having enough shame and guilt to not know how to read, still. I can't understand that.
Why does he have to learn how to read? He's doing fine without it. Yeah. I mean, I think he knows how to
That's embarrassing.
Read.
Come on, you're 40 years old.
I feel like most boxers that did know how to read probably had that knowledge knocked out of their head from being a boxer anyway, so he just cut to the chase and never bothered learning.
Right. And also never...
He's like the most untouched person. Like, he's never been, like, knocked out super hard. So it's not because he's been hit a lot. He's really good at, like, dodging stuff, so... I don't know. He just seems incredibly lazy and has enough money. He's all like, oh, fuck, I don't need to learn how to read.
It's a work. And like,
yeah. I don't think he's lazy. That's not fair to say. He works really hard.
Yeah,
maybe he just doesn't like reading books.
Yeah.
And he just says he doesn't read.
That'd be still too much shame for me not to know how to read.
He's not lazy. He's just dumb.
What was that 50 cent thing where he's like, I'll pay you something if
you... like $100,000 to read Harry Potter.
One page of Harry Potter.
It's one more than I've read.
But I really thought that it was like, you know, they were both putting on a show. They did a great job with the promos.
Mm-hmm.
I was really hoping McGregor would just like freak out in like the fifth round
and
kick him
right
in the
face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
he was feeding into his MMA instincts. He kept
put him in a headlock or something.
He kept hitting
back.
Well, Mayweather kept being a heel by turning his back to McGregor, which you're supposed to, you can't hit someone when they have their back turned to you. But in typical etiquette, nobody turns their back to you intentionally.
Yeah.
So he's being a dick. So McGregor was like, well, fuck it. And he like just went around him and like hit him in the face. And on the top of the head, like playing a hungry, hungry hippos.
Yeah. Well, they do say protect yourself at all times. So if he's exposing himself, that's on him.
Well, hitting someone in the back of the head is against the rules.
What about hitting them like in the small of the back or something?
You can't
like
hit them on their back
blade.
At all. You have to hit them on their front.
Boxing just has dumb rules, bottom line.
Well, in a way, I kind of respect it because it is about the technique and the, like it's not supposed to be a fight.
It seems like they always just aim to the head and that's like boring.
They do body shots.
Yeah, they do. Well, what was really impressive to me was like Mayweather is a tiny fucking dude, but he uses every ounce.
They're both the same
body.
Size,
no,
like
McGregor was
one inch taller.
No, he's way. McGregor's way taller.
No, one inch.
But
aren't they the same weight?
His strength was insane. No, McGregor outweighed him by
3 or 4 pounds.
Yeah, that's nothing.
I think it was more.
I don't think it can be more than that.
Yeah.
There's weight.
Well,
classes.
No, you make weight and then you put on weight.
I think he was like.
Well, whatever.
Mayweather
McGregor
was 149 and the other guy was.
McGregor got tired.
Black is slimming. Probably the same size as McGregor because he's black. He looks smaller to you.
I don't see that.
Good answer.
If McGregor was in some lame WWE fight and had to knock someone out, who would you have him knock out?
Big Show.
just have it always be Big Show.
I think McGregor versus Brock Lesnar would be
that.
I would
huge.
Say the Big Show because then it's already happened, like with Mayweather, so we would just would have to could replay that.
Continuity.
No one have to have another shitty match.
Well, maybe McGregor versus AJ Styles could be good.
Oh, yeah.
Which is Alcatraz, a good match out of him.
Great Kelly.
Jinder.
Oh, McGregor versus Nakamura. That was...
How about McGregor versus
Sheamus?
Hornswaggle.
Yeah.
McGregor versus the corpse of Mae Young.
Yeah. Or Iron Sheik.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
Oh,
perfect.
Conor McGregor, the brawny. I put you in the rear neck and choke and I'll fuck your ass.
Noah, you had a very eventful night watching this fight, right?
I did.
Were you in the front row?
No, I didn't go
get laid.
See it. I went out.
That's not a no.
Yeah. I went out.
Lost
and
her virginity.
Finally, it happened.
So I went to see it. First of all, it was supposed to be at a restaurant. And they said, if you make a reservation, you can watch the fight. Otherwise, you have to pay into the bar. So we made a reservation and then the fight starts and the restaurant was basically like outdoor seating. They start closing off the bar so you can't see the TV. They're like, oh yeah, if you want to watch the match you have to pay $20. I'm like, but you said there wouldn't be a fee. We reserved. So anyway, so we ended up having to like pay to see it at the bar. And into a quiet club. Have you guys ever heard of a quiet club?
Oh, they put the headphones on, you listen to your own music.
Yes.
And dance.
So when the fight was over.
My sister-in-law does that, apparently.
Gross.
So when the fight was over, we looked around and all of a sudden there's like these people just like dancing around us with like colorful glow-in-the-dark headphones.
But they're all listening to like, there's like three tracks.
Yeah.
So you can't just bring your own music.
Oh, okay.
So they give you headphones. It has like three tracks piped in.
The one person with Enya. Yeah. That's just kind
of... Yeah. No, yeah. They're all kind of similar. So you're all dancing to the same beat.
Gotcha. So you choose which color you want, which is a different DJ. So you see all these like groups of like blues.
Where the hell are you pink. Going that this happens?
I don't know. It was like in Midtown. The Hell's Kitchen.
It's in Berlin.
Seriously.
That's what it felt like.
And then they lead everyone with the certain color headphones into showers.
Yeah. Whoa. Yeah, this took a turn.
That's right. In the news, I read about it. And I read up on the anime.
I saw Sean in that Vice special.
Oh,
with the tiki torch.
Oh. Bitch.
Was he the guy pouring milk on his face?
No, I was the one that was crying.
He ran to the store to get the milk for that guy.
Really quick on the
I have to live with this. Face,
you know? Really quick on the McGregor Mayweather fight before we forget about it. I just wanted to play this one post interview.
What did you think of the way Conor McGregor approached the fight at the beginning? That was our game plan. Our game plan was to take our time, to take one round at a time, let him shoot his low, and then down the stretch do what we do best.
When did you think the fight was starting to turn when he had shot his load and you could come at him?
We started shooting his low in the first half of the fight. And then in the second half, we started coming on extremely strong.
I love slow loads.
I looked it up. There's only
our milk.
So here it is.
God, can it be our milk?
Sorry to cut you off with you.
And then down the stretch, do what we do best.
When did you think that the fight was starting to turn when he had shot his load and you could come at him?
You could come at him.
You can come at him with a load and then his load would be gone, so you can shoot your load.
Good thing he kept turning around so you can put it right on his back.
Who knew this match was going to be Bukkake?
Mm-hmm.
No, in the rules of boxing, you're not allowed to shoot your load on the guy's back.
Oh,
only on the front.
Just on the face. Yep. And the tits. But, no, I looked it up, 3.5-pound difference. That's it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, Rob.
That was more. I thought he put on weight.
Fake news.
The morning of.
It was all disinformation, people.
Yeah.
This is all disinformation.
So you're going to tell us about how you got laid at the match, or what's going on?
Oh, you got laid?
I didn't get laid at the match.
Oh, you got laid after the match?
But after that, we went to another bar.
And then you got laid?
The Fiddler, which I'm sure Sean has been to.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like such like a huge party in there. It's not like anything that I'm used to going to at a bar. It was like so many like bros getting totally wasted.
You shouldn't have sex at the Fiddler because you get crabs.
Just stick to the Fiddler.
Get it?
That's not where I'm going with this story.
I know. I was just Fiddler Crab. I had to throw that in.
So
there.
I'm hanging out with a couple of my girlfriends and this guy comes up to me and he goes, excuse me, I just want to tell you that you look really nice. Okay. So I go, oh.
Rob, leave me alone.
Yeah. I was going to go, Ken.
No, he would have just went in for the kiss.
Yep. Go ahead.
So then I go, okay, thanks. And he's like, what do you do for a living? So I'm like, I'm a radio producer. And he's like, oh, you on the radio? I'm like, no, I'm not on the radio.
I don't know what a producer is.
I just do the behind the scenes stuff. And then I'm like, what do you do? And he's like, I'm a cop. And I'm like, okay, yeah, sure. You're not a cop. And he's like, so he pulls his wallet out and he starts taking out his, like slowly bringing up the badge. And I was like, okay, fine. I believe you're a cop.
I have 8 pounds of weed on me right
yeah.
now.
No.
So it's not that hard of a job to get. Like, why would he lie about that necessarily? There's
bad.
Lots
you
of cops.
You can't be a cop, Sid.
Huh?
You can't be a cop.
No, but most people can.
No, Sid could be a cop. Come on.
I could have a desk job.
You got to pass the physical test.
Oh, I've seen like a ton of 300-pound cops in Manhattan.
Don't they get
that
way after?
Yeah, but when they pass the test, yeah.
Okay.
Then they go to the Dunkin' Donuts.
It's like after the weigh-in with McGregor.
Yeah.
Like,
they eat all the donuts after. And then he's like, oh, are you from New York or you're just visiting? So I'm like, no, I live in Brooklyn. He's like, oh, do you have a roommate? Or do you live on your own?
What is going on here?
Yeah.
He's trying to get laid.
Yeah, well, that's... So I didn't realize as I was answering it to, like, answering him until he got to, like, ew. He thinks that he's going to, like...
Go he thinks that this conversation is it.
Doing
yeah.
anything
yeah.
besides
like you've
right
You've known
here.
Him for a total of what seems like 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Wait,
and
so wait,
really like, oh, so we're going back to Aris the fuck or what?
Yeah, what tips it off? Are you wearing underwear? Like, where's
he said?
He's trying to rob your house. Like, what hours are you not home?
Did you really take a look at that badge, or was it?
It was just my house key. Somehow he pickpocketed.
It was David Blaine.
No, he's like, do you have a boyfriend? And I'm like, yeah, I have a boyfriend. And he's like, oh, okay, well, tell him that he's a very lucky guy. I'm like, okay. And he's like, does he let you have relationships with other guys?
New York's finest.
All posts like, does he let you? Like, you
yeah.
Or like, is he okay with you?
Okay.
Can I just say, by the way, I think that's breaking news.
What?
What you just said. I don't think you've said that on the show before.
You might have been lying to the
guy. Oh, were you lying to the guy?
About having a boyfriend?
Yeah.
I mean, I am with somebody.
Yeah, I don't have you mentioned. Has this been discussed
no.
on the show before? That's breaking news. A thousand hearts just broke. A thousand listener hearts. At least. Yeah. Crushing people's hearts. All the cops that listen to our show are destroyed now.
If you're a cop and you thought that you could have a chance to, you know,
show
go back
me your
to
badge.
Me and Noah's roommate.
And,
whatever
okay,
they call it now.
213 wide nut.
So I thought about it and I was like, ew, this line, like he had this line of questions, and I bet that he asked me for what my job is just so that he could tell me that he was a cop, thinking that I would find that impressive.
That's probably enough with
and
a good percentage
like,
of women.
Sploosh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give
like,
me that baton.
What a loser.
Was he handsome?
He says, New York.
Oh, you should have been like, oh, do you know my friend Steve? John, my
oh,
friend
yeah,
John?
Steve Harvey.
My friend.
He wasn't bad looking, like, he wasn't gross, but just.
How
I felt
his
interrogated.
How
were
his hands?
Small. No chance.
Feels off.
Does he have to hold one of those
off.
Baby guns?
They were small and like a little bit like cracky.
Oh, yeah.
Cracky like a crackhead?
No, like just like very dry.
Oh.
I didn't like that.
Judarino says, Noah is dating the singer from Scale the Summit.
Who is that?
It's
what is
it's a very nerdy really? Joke because they're an instrumental band.
Oh,
jeez.
Oh,
Mm-hmm.
Good one.
Yeah, that guy.
213 Wide Nut. If you're the singer of Scale the Summit, that's 213-943-3680.
That's it. I'm all straight out.
You know, Sean, if this whole Emmy nominated job doesn't work out, you can get paid about $32,000 to masturbate. Did you know this, Sean? And sure.
Look, that is watching. When the show would be over, so he could apply.
A new BBC article talks about how in the UK, there's a sex toy company,
okay,
and they have product testers
Well, Sean's already out the door.
Oh, it's just the shadow of
Sean.
Wait, but is it like butt stuff or is it like fleshlights?
Well,
oh,
as if you'd care one way or the other.
That looks
just,
like a rooter.
Just Eiffel Tower that shit.
He's just doing his preparations.
I will fuck your butt.
It's great. And
now they will fuck my butt.
Position offers time off on your birthday, private health.
On my birthday?
Discounted gym membership. An annual staff retreat.
You get to spin the wheel at Rollin' Roaster.
Unlimited.
About... Would you want to go on a staff retreat with these other people who are paid to fuck sex toys?
Yes.
Like,
do you know
how
interesting that would be?
Yeah.
Or how about free surgery on your prolapsed anus after you stick that in
there?
Well, actually, if your staff retreats, then you can't do the job.
Well, to be fair, it's a bit sexist. It's only for women.
Oh,
because
fuck
the successful candidate will be responsible for testing lingerie, sex games,
can men
and
wear
toys.
Lingerie?
Yeah.
The toy tester will then publish written and video reviews of the items. Oh, I guess this is for a review company. The site is not clarified that the ladder would be set outside of the bedroom. And then the company says sex toys range from simple to risque. And as a responsible provider of a huge catalog of sex toys, we feel it necessary to both have and share a good understanding of all products and be able to inform the public about all perks and pitfalls.
Yeah,
you know
what was the name of that forearm dildo? Like
Dave,
the Great American Challenge or something.
Do you remember the tongue?
I don't remember either of those things.
Well, what's we talked tongue? About the forearm one way back on the show.
Yeah.
But
no, the tongue. I remember when I was a kid and I used to watch the Spice Channel, which I know sounds really strange.
I watched it scrambled.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had commercials for this thing called the tongue, and it was just like a giant tongue that woman would use to masturbate.
Like, but it just did it vibrate or did it like flop in a circle or something?
I think it just like vibrated, but it was the shape of a tongue.
Well, I mean, I can see that being a thing,
I guess.
Just like a
so, like, do you mean
tongue?
It's like the size of a forearm?
Yeah, it's like if you were to load me off
so
at
it's
the
called
elbow.
Master Cock, the forearm dildo.
I don't think so. I think it was right with the Great American
Challenge.
Something. It was
yeah.
some.
Oh, let's see.
Like really ridiculous.
Because
I'll
goofy,
put
in
the Great American Dildo.
As if you don't already
yeah,
own
right.
that URL.
Say.
Oh, why are the links perfect?
Oh, autofill. All right, great.
The Doc Johnson Classic.
No.
No.
The Great
tournament?
American Challenge.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
15 inches long and 2.9 inches wide.
Challenge.
Massive 9.1 inch girth.
Whoa.
Let's hear some of these.
Like
let's see some of these reviews.
Something like that.
The wife loves this.
What?
Slowly stretching over time and built up to this.
She'd have written the review herself, but she can't move anymore.
Whoa, second one. From,
I want to use my wife's vagina in a potato sack race.
From Gary B. Love this toy.
Oh, Gary.
My wife.
My wife.
Oh, yeah, my wife uses
this on me.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, there you go.
Oh, what's going on? This is the my wife alarm. It's not funny. Let it go. Shut up. The rat is dead. Shut the fuck up. Attention. This is the my wife alarm. It's not funny. Let it go. Shut up. The rat is dead. Shut the fuck up.
Well, he goes, my wife uses this on me and I absolutely love it. Very big. Once you get past the head. It's smooth sailing.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
Great five.
How big is the head? 8 times wider than the shaft?
Well, I guess with the 9-inch girth. Oof.
Basically, you're getting impaled on something like Cannibal Holocaust.
Oh, this is like the comic book I review. Great unit, but could be a little longer.
Oh, shit.
Feels great when you just sit back on it. Toy warms up easily in hot water and works well with most any lubricant. Oh, okay.
Not a fan of that kind of sharing.
Doesn't work with tears.
Tried pissing all over my wife's face with this thing and it didn't work.
And then she wanted me to kiss them.
Let's see what the 1-star review is. Unrealistic and way too big. Not able to use it all.
Well,
that's the girl you want.
That woman's been dating the wrong man, clearly.
That's why that's the one you want.
It's bigger than a cocktail weenie.
The Contrillo,
not realistic.
The Contrillo is made of the cheapest plastic I've ever seen.
The
in
what?
Any product.
The what is?
The control.
Yeah,
I guess
control.
Like control. Vibrator control, maybe?
Oh.
I don't know. The batteries are even a challenge to line up together. Once you get it going, the product feels okay, but I was amazed my simple hand could break something just from plugging in the cord.
Oh, that's, she's just trying to brag.
Wait, so do you have any of that weird shit, like a tentacle-shaped one or anything?
No.
Kind of shit? Oh, okay.
We did get some. Didn't we get some weird stuff?
Oh yeah, it was like a butterfly vibrator that you wear, like underwear.
Shaped like a butterfly.
It was, and it was like this, this like plastic material that just kept attracting dog hair, so there was no way.
Oh, what are you doing? Jesus.
I didn't use it.
Kick
Rudo
out of the room before you.
I mean, he's gay.
I just sent you a commercial in your email for the tongue. I want to see if that's the commercial I used to see.
Okay, loading this up.
In the meantime, you can call
213 Wide Nut.
I don't know.
Here's the commercial.
I have no idea what I just said.
In America, a man and woman can use this.
No, that's not it.
The lawnmower?
It's like a dildo.
Chainsaw man.
A man and woman are so inclined, they can use this.
A dildo and a dishwasher.
Or even this. Whatever that is.
A
phone?
But if two homosexuals want to use
chainsaw with dildos all around the island.
Wait.
Did you just say something about two homosexuals?
But if two homosexuals want to use these, they could find themselves using these.
Can you describe what these and these are?
These are wedding rings.
Oh.
And then the other these are handcuffs.
What is this?
So
what
I guess that? They're saying women can use all of these toys, but gay men can't marry? What?
Hey, Noah, great find.
No, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's not what I thought it was. I thought it was
keep pushing that alt-right agenda, Noah.
Yeah,
great.
What the fuck? No, it was not alt-right.
It was an MTV commercial. Sean.
That was before my time, probably.
Yeah, he changed
everything
2008?
No, I was there.
Okay.
Yeah, that sounds up my alley.
Okay.
Sean's the guy voicing that commercial.
Yeah, seriously.
Okay.
Hey, you like using these? What about these?
Sean really opened up the dildo culture around lineup TV. Yeah.
I think my first time seeing Shat is what introduced me to dildo culture.
I thought you were going to be like, I think my first time using a dildo was...
That's the episode title, by the way, Dildo Culture. That's done. Put that in the books.
We could talk about this. A Swiss hotel has been accused of anti-Semitism.
Why?
After a manager reportedly posted signs instructing Jewish guests to shower before using its pool.
What's wrong with that?
Quote, to our Jewish guests, women, and children, please take a shower before you go swimming.
Wait, so not everyone,
just
single
Jews.
Are you saying Jews shouldn't shower, Rob, before using the pool?
We've been fooled before. Never again.
First it was showers, now it's pools.
First they come for our showers, and I said nothing.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe the Jews were scared to go in the showers in Europe.
Seriously.
So they and then they were going to the pool dirty, so people complained.
The sign continued, if you break the rules, I'm forced to close the swimming pool.
If
you
don't go in the showers, you go
no
in the showers.
No more Kugel.
You know what I mean?
And then another sign in the kitchen addressed to, quote, our Jewish guests, said the hotel's freezer would only be available from 10 to 11 a.m. and 4:30 to 5:30 p.m.
All other hours, we are doing freezing experiments on Jewish babies.
No, it says, I hope you understand that our team does not like being disturbed all the time.
What are they doing? Is he implying that the Jewish people are annoying them hours of the day?
This is a Swiss hotel, so this Israeli deputy manager of some... whose name is Tippy
Apple. just the Tippy.
Israeli Deputy Foreign Minister Tippy. T-Z-I-P-I, Tippy.
Is that his first name or his last name?
No, it's a woman's name and you're saying it correct.
He's got a detective show coming out on CBS.
Tippy.
It's short for Tippora.
T-Z-I-P-I,
P-I. Is that like a makeup store, Tippora?
Sephora. TZIPI, PI. Coming this fall.
Wait, do you remember Zippy the Pinhead?
Yeah, sure. Comic strip.
Yep. Zippy, come on, let's go. We have to get to the airport.
Airport.
Zippy.
That's bad. Zippy,
Zippy, the countdown is stopping. Come on, Jim.
I'm laughing because I'm uncomfortable.
Zippy, bring the tongue out. Zippy, I forgot to have the menorah and the spezuzzi before I left.
Hey, Sean, you have the best horror I've ever seen. Dancing and doing a Dewey dance.
We don't shower when we go to Swedish hotels. We don't shower because we think it sends us to hell. We don't shower, we only light the menorah. We don't shower, we boycott the movie Borat.
This Jared shoehorning his radical anti-Borat agenda into this bit.
Borat. What are you talking about?
The Jews are protesting.
I hate that Rob is misappropriating Borat. How about that?
I pay tribute.
Yeah.
Every week I'm keeping it alive in people's hearts.
Cultural appropriation.
Zippy. So Zippy called the incident an anti-Semitic act of the worst and ugliest kind.
That's
come on.
That's
murder.
The worst,
murder would be worse and uglier.
Yeah, I would say poison gas.
Worse than saying bang.
Yeah. And then so this happened after Charlottesville. So she goes, "There's no place in the free world for Nazi flags, Ku Klux Klan masks, or disgusting notices at hotels that are aimed at Jews alone."
Wait, so she's saying it's okay as long as it's aimed at other groups also?
Yeah,
it's
everyone.
At everyone.
Jews
and everyone gypsies. Take a fucking
watch
shower.
Well, so look, here's what I like. If I'm giving the Swiss hotel the benefit of the doubt, they're saying there was some big convention where they had an influx of Jews staying at the hotel. So it was just like, oh, you know, I think they didn't mean it like specifically just the Jews have to shower.
Right.
They just assumed most of the people at the hotel.
But why?
Then
why even bother putting that word in there?
Well, if I can speak for Rob, what he's saying is there's good people on both sides.
Many sides.
Look,
I agree with you. I understand what you're saying. I'm just saying, like, how could someone be this overtly anti-Semitic?
Well, maybe there was just a wild party and there's a lot of floaters left in the pool.
Or like, or is this a stereotype that the Israelis don't shower before going to the pool? No.
No,
Israelis are Jews.
Yeah.
Well, the Jews.
Was it? What did the sign say though?
To
our Jewish guests.
Could
well,
be Jews.
We have a follow up to that story. Would they actually? They bent to the pressure and they compromised. They said everyone must shower before going in the pool, but mainly Jews. So it's fixed now.
It was a footnote.
Even the Jews.
Right.
Jews everyone too. Must shower, even the Jews. But especially.
I mean, who really showers before going to the pool anyway?
You're supposed to.
That would just prove their point.
Yes, exactly.
But who does it? Who does it?
Everyone.
You guys shower before going to
you
the pool?
You are a scumbag.
Yes. Well, she's Jewish. What do you expect? Yeah.
I don't mean like wake up in the morning and shower. I mean like.
You shower before you go in and you shower when you come
there's,
out.
Right? Yeah, there's a shower. There's usually showers.
I know, but who uses? I never see anybody using the showers.
What kind of dirtbag place do you go to?
Israel.
Oh.
Well, you don't go. You don't have to go in and like
say,
scrub
like,
down.
Yeah,
you
just
rinse
it.
Rinse. Rinse off to the top and then go.
Yeah. Get the crust and the dingleberries off of you.
Yeah, whatever sweats and oils from the day that you've accumulated.
You used condoms that might still be
what?
Stuck
in me.
Yeah,
that's invasive.
You don't want it in the pool.
Any mezuzahs that might be clinging to your body. Bits of matzah. I don't want that getting in there.
Area code 847. Do you shower before going into the pool?
All the time.
You must not
all
be Jewish.
I don't believe it.
Oh,
I don't
know.
See anyone ever using the showers that
There's
are located
signs
by
at
the
hotels,
pool.
Signs all over Disney. All, don't get in fucking water shit unless you shower.
Well, I know that the signs are there for liability purposes.
Liability.
But who does it? Who does
like what?
It?
They don't want to get sued for you not taking a shower.
In case like a staph infection passes.
It's so like Noah, you are one of the most germophobic people I know.
Are you kidding me? I eat stuff out of the garbage. How am I germophobic?
Well, you're one of the more cleanly people I know.
Oh,
I
I'm clean,
say.
But I'm not germophobic.
She's also admitted to not washing her hands after pooping.
That's true. Okay, fair enough.
I'm actually one of the
Consistent.
Grossest people you know.
Consistent.
Thank you.
Thanks, Sid, for mentioning.
Fine.
Well, Leroy, did you have a question or a comment or a criticism?
Well, criticism, the show started late, but I'm just listening.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
What's the
guy that,
that
wants to party with you?
Oh, wait, I have a question for Leroy.
Oh, yeah, Rob, are you, am I on hold?
No.
No, I should have let him.
Rob was looking to hang out with you this weekend. Are you around?
You up?
Man, I'm going to Santa Barbara, but what day is that whole...
It doesn't matter. He's
Santa
open.
Rob. Santa Rob.
Santa.
He'll do when you can do.
Yeah. You can drive up to Santa Barbara.
Yeah.
I'm going to be there Thursday, coming in Thursday night, flying on Monday morning.
So plan on
staying in the valley?
Sunday.
I think I'm staying in Culver City.
Oh, shit.
True.
So what does that mean, oh, shit?
That he might need to stay
That's kind of far from where the wrestling event is.
Oh,
can you give Rob a ride?
20 minutes.
Can you give Rob a ride?
I want it to be halfway between the wrestling and the airport.
Airport.
Because my flight is early enough that I didn't want a long drive to the airport.
Airport.
Oh, I guess
that
you did that right because you're right in the middle.
Yep. See? I know how to look at a map. And it was a relatively cheap Airbnb.
But you guys
aren't you scared to get
points.
What? Aren't I scared what?
Like those PWG events are very like there's no barricade and they kind of like throw chairs at the crowd and stuff. That's why I never wanted to go.
I got front row seats to one of the nights. I'm going two nights.
My
I got
oh
front
my
row
God.
Seats. Very excited.
Do you know how to catch a body?
Well, also they jump out of the ring and it's so tight that. They're like jumping in your lap. I am very much looking forward to this.
I'm sure you are.
Flying
I don't mean it like that.
That's not what I mean,
you
guys.
I can't wait for sweaty shirtless dudes to be right in my lap.
Guy's
going to do a fucking leap into the crowd. He's going to cop a feel. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's like not what he loved at all.
I've been watching these shows.
Bulge.
for years now.
Oh, yeah, I'm the prize.
And I'm excited to be a part of it.
Jealous.
Or to witness it. I'm not going to be able to.
He's going to come with one of those nets on a stick. Like the old Looney
Tunes. No, like a
fishing
rod
with
a dollar.
Bob.
With like a dollar. Like, going
you're coming with me.
That's it.
Oh.
All right. Yeah. I'm the top.
Bulge.
Right. Well, any food recommendations while I'm in LA? Anything I should check out?
Well, I mean, I live in the valley, so all my recommendations are kind of in the valley. But I don't know. That's hard. Do you like sushi? There's a lot of that.
Yeah,
there's a good Olive Garden.
I got. I made reservations to that Nobu restaurant. I've heard things.
Wow, fancy.
Yeah, but I want to go to the one in LA.
You're going
to
get papped.
I'm getting a passport?
That too.
Is that what they do then? That's what I'm signing up for?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. Well,
Wait, I had a question. Have you heard of Lucas Nelson and The Promise of the Real? And Promise of the Real?
That right here.
Leroy.
Oh, that's me. I'm sorry, what?
Have you heard of Lucas Nelson and Promise the Real?
Of the Real.
No, is it worth checking out?
Yeah, I think you would like them. Some good guitar work.
Are you guys doing an impromptu thrash it or trash it?
Nope. Because they're signed.
We got to keep all music
going. It's
really
Nelson. Well, you should thrash or trash the Last Rebel. They're really good.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks, Leroy. We got another call. 801, you're on the live cast.
Hey, guys. It's Jonathan from Texas. How y'all doing?
Hey, Jonathan. We were just talking about you earlier. Did you hear it?
Yeah, I had to tune in for that. Noah said she was going to give me a shout-out, so I wanted to thank for that and just for all you guys do and keep just doing a great show.
Thank you.
Anything you need to say to Sean after the things he said about you?
No, I said that she told us he was a good kisser.
We lost
compliments.
We lost him.
Oh. Well, Sean has a story like he told me before the show.
Well, what's your story?
It was about my interaction with John Hamm. Ooh. A week ago.
Oh. A week ago?
Yes.
Does he really have a huge penis? Is that
a ham? John Hamm.
Like,
he really
you,
does
everyone
have a huge
I bring this story up to, that's the first question.
Oh, well, I know that is
Hamm. Comedy show. I have to make the joke.
True. John Hamm's ham.
John Hamm.
No, a buddy of mine asked me to go to do a double feature at the movies, and I was like, all right. I'm not into that, you know, like a movie back to back, but I'm like, okay, we'll do it.
What movie is it?
Hitman's Bodyguard into Dunkirk IMAX. But
wait, did you pay for both tickets or you?
No, he had like a $4 pass through his T-Mobile or something.
Oh, nice.
So yes, we went. Hitman's Bodyguard, tons of fun. Dunkirk, good. I will never watch it again.
Yeah,
but it was great cinematically. Wonderful.
Yeah, yeah.
Never
just no story.
No. So he was running late, my buddy. So I went up to go upstairs to get a water, get in line with the food, and the line was taking forever because it was early because we did two movies. It was like 1:45 or something like that, and there's like two people working, whatever, going slow as possible. And I hear a voice from behind me go, oh, for fuck's sake, are you kidding me? Like, you know, just verbally starting to get upset that this line's taking too long. So I turn, quarter turn to my side, and I go, like, I know. And then I have this amazing beat pause of just seeing John Hamm making eye contact with me.
Having
then massive.
It was on his shoulder.
Wait,
it was on Sean's
Great
shoulder.
American
were
Challenge.
You, were you looking at his eyes? Were you looking at his eyes or his bulge?
I was looking at his one-eyed monster.
Yeah.
So,
is he like eye level? Like how taller than you, shorter than
eye
you?
Eye level. Eye level. Yeah. I'm 6 foot, right? Or whatever.
I don't know.
What?
Maybe.
You're asking
know.
Me?
Maybe. I don't know.
You're like 5'5".
Get the fuck out of here. No, so, yeah, then I finished my sentence, and I was like, yeah, this is fucking nuts. So I immediately turned back around, and I'm just like, oh, fuck, God damn it. And mind you, immediately I'm like, this is fucking amazing because John Hamm's a prick. And I'm like, this is great because that makes me love him even more. That he's open about who he is and whatever.
That doesn't necessarily mean he's a prick.
No, I'm a prick in a good sense. Like, I'm a prick.
Okay, fair enough.
No, not like it. No, that's why I said I liked him even more because he's, you know, he's outward with those kind of emotions. It's wonderful. We all need to be like that. But, and then I was like, okay, I got to say something else or I'm never going to talk to John Hamm for the rest of my life.
Like, overthinking it.
Way
exactly
overthinking
what
it,
happened
man.
In the beginning of the show with Robin Dutorino.
Yeah.
Where Sean's like, does he love me? Or does he not love me?
Right. So I'm finally about to go to get my food, and some douche just cuts the line because I guess he had some VIP pass kind of thing.
What?
So I'm like, this is my intro. And I turn to the side, and I'm like, the fuck is this? And John Hamm's like, I know, right? Where do we get this thing? We get to cut the line. Now
John Hamm should just get to cut the line because he's John Hamm. What the fuck?
But now I'm having a full-on conversation about this dickhead with John Hamm. So I'm like,
was he solo or was he with someone,
solo,
John Hamm?
Solo.
Where was? You should have just followed him to whatever movie he was seeing.
Lincoln Center. No, I actually do want to see that. Logan Lucky is what he saw.
Oh.
I might have stopped inside and watched for him.
Yeah, right.
With like a tear
I
coming down.
I was still
down.
Waiting for my friend to show up. Like,
fuck you, John Hamm's here.
Yeah.
He's my new friend now.
Right. We're buddies and we hate people. But and if you want to know what John Hamm gets at the movies by himself, it's Sour Patch Kids, a pop, and a small popcorn.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
What kind of soda was it?
I don't know. He went to the build your own bullshit. You know,
probably makes a couple of them.
I love that machine. Yeah.
I know you do.
What does he feed his cat?
Well, he puts
tap
it in
water.
The popcorn. That's why he got the popcorn.
Let's get the extra large then.
And he was hoping Sean would sit next to him.
Give me that bucket. So whatever. We go up, we get our food next to each other. The ladies have no idea who he is, and then still treat him like garbage. But I still think it's funny that his outdoor costume to blend in with the Natural Public.
It was a Mad Men
T-shirt. Lincoln Center, excuse me. Was like a long sleeve navy T-shirt with nothing on it, like a cargo pants, but the ones that zip off under the knee to turn into shorts.
Okay.
Wow.
And a baseball hat pulled down real low.
Shorts.
Like,
what kind of shoes?
Something like a
Ked.
Like a New Balance, or whatever you wear.
Skechers.
Some of these kind of things. Okay, there you go.
Dad shoes.
Dad shoes. Yeah.
I'm very impressed that you got his outfit head to toe.
No,
every article.
He was looking him up and down.
Oh, he studied.
I had like the whole UI of Terminator on my eyes. My scan of balls, long sleeves, t-shirt.
Whoa, St. Louis Cardinals hat. Got it. Boom. Yeah. The whole
deal. I need your clothes, your boots, and your giant penis trousers.
Killer boots, man. So, yeah. Apparently, John Hamm liked to fly solo at AMC on 145 on a Saturday. Whatever.
I like that he has a bit of a tood.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. I'm all about it. Like we were saying before the show, too, I fucking hate Baby Driver. It was absolutely awful. He was the best part of that movie. I thought he was wonderful.
He was quite good in it.
Oh, yeah, but sure, because you're movie. His friend now. You're going to see
yeah,
him.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like that movie.
Me and John Boy, you know, we just
asked him a week ago. John Hamm fucking sucked in that movie.
But now that me and the ham bone are tight.
Should have been like, is all that stuff the future?
And then just grab his penis.
Not
your dick?
You know.
It's not for me. It's for my friend.
It's yeah. Not gay if it's John Hamm. What can I do? He's too handsome. I had to grab a hold of his schmutz.
Just dip your whole hand in the popcorn butter. Get nice and warm and moist.
I'll tell you, it's like the stick shift on a Bigfoot.
Give me that baby arm. Is he still with Jenny Slate, that thing?
What?
I don't know. I thought I saw
that seems weird on multiple levels.
Well, she was with Chris Evans, and that fit.
That's also weird on some levels.
Yeah.
I'd see her with, like, a quirkier guy.
Like what, Fred Armisen?
Kyle Mooney.
Oh,
Not Fred. She knows better than to fuck with that guy.
Wait, Kyle Mooney is dating Leslie Jones, isn't he?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. True.
Sure.
What does that mean?
There's a running gag on SNL that they're
together,
but I'm pretty sure it's just a joke.
Of course.
Whatever you guys say. 213 Why Not? That's the number. 213-943-3688. Deuterino asks, Sid, is your wife safe from Hurricane Harvey?
Yes, because she lives in Brooklyn, New York.
Or, I'm sorry.
What the fuck?
Is your wife...
I'm too safe.
I mean, some feelings have been hurt.
I fucked up.
We did stock up. The tub is full of water. Yeah.
The question was actually, is your wife's family safe?
Oh, yeah.
From Hurricane Harvey.
They're like north of San Antonio, so they've gotten rain, but not
like inland,
isn't
it?
Yeah. They're fine.
Yeah, they're closer to the water than me.
Yeah, but thank you for asking.
That's good. Yeah, that's important that your family's safe.
They got a lot of rain down there.
Yeah, quite damp.
Yep.
And what a turnout to that press conference Trump had today. Okay. He even mentioned it.
Did he have one? I just saw that.
He was on some like fire
Corpus
truck.
Corpus Christi.
And just like, everything.
Did he try driving it again?
I was just
going
to say that.
Put out all the fires. Get that all the fires.
But the only stories I saw was stilettos and a FLOTUS hat. I didn't even.
I have the best stilettos.
Hey, props to her if she can walk through fucking wet grass and not sink in with stilettos.
Yeah,
she can walk it through any of that shit.
It's not even that it's not a skill. I believe it. It's just that it's so inappropriate when people are dying.
Here.
Thank you, everybody. I just want to say we love you. You are special. We're here to take care. It's going well. And I want to thank you for coming out. We're going to get you back and operating immediately.
And remember, only the white people, no Jews. No browns. No browns. Please line up to the left. Sheriff Joe Arpaio is here to take you.
We got the best storms, folks. The best storms.
He's probably hoping the water just washes
them all. This is a terrific hurricane. They're saying it's the biggest hurricane.
Bigger than any hurricanes Obama had.
Yeah. There are a lot more black people here than white people. So all the black people, we have special fountains for you to use. And they're here on the side. Okay.
I like how he turned into a surfer, dude.
It's like Pee Wee Herman doing a trumpet project.
Yeah. True. I thought it was like Spicoli doing a...
Thanks for picking apart my jokes, man. Jesus Christ.
No, we're not picking apart the jokes.
I
just
said,
like
I Statler
and Waldorf.
Thank you, everybody. What a crowd. What a turnout.
What a turnout.
I can't do it.
People have nowhere else to go because their homes are underwater.
That's a good turnout.
Yeah.
Didn't that rich evangelical guy lie about sheltering people?
He didn't really lie. He just said they're like we're praying for them.
Yeah,
he didn't know that it was flooded.
No,
that I parted in, though.
And then
they
said they were going to...
photos actually showing the flooding, which was a little like, oh, well. But
he just kicked over a can of whole water.
So it might have been flooded in the morning, but like in the afternoon, someone in the area actually went and took photos and was like, there's no flooding. They couldn't let people in right now.
But I thought they tried to say, okay, we're opening up, but only when all of the other places are filled. Then we'll open up our doors.
Yes, that is what they said, yes.
So that's kind of bullshit, too. Wow. Fuck that guy.
Well, fuck him even before that.
Yeah.
Piece of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I also, there was a thing with the reporters, which is just ridiculous with the Finnish reporters.
Oh, that was yesterday, yeah.
Oh, telling people to shower before the pool.
It's a different shitty Scandinavian people.
What happened with the reporters?
Oh, I'm loading it. Hold on. Finnish. Can you give me a second shot?
All women look
wide
like
nut.
Trump.
Call in
213 wide nuts.
Yes.
Best phone number.
It's a wonderful phone number.
Wonderful phone number. People, smart, smart, funny, funny people, smart, will answer the phone.
So the Finnish, the Finnish president or the prime minister?
President.
Calls on a Finnish reporter.
Yep. I know there might be a couple of more questions, but do you want to take one more? Would you want to take one more? Go ahead, pick.
Well,
go ahead. Please. Again? You're going to give her the same one?
No, she's not the same lady.
Go ahead.
Oh.
They are sitting side by side.
We have a lot of blonde women in Finland.
Go ahead.
Oh,
the best.
We have a lot of blonde women in Finland, Mr. Trump.
You know,
we are not just pieces of raw steak for you to eat.
You know,
so not raw steak, well done steak.
Well, he does like well done steak, you're right.
I was looking at her pussy. It looks very similar.
Well, I tweeted this. I just imagine that he sees women like it's a cartoon fade into a steak.
Yes.
Oh, it's like
yes,
a steak
yes.
with hands and legs.
Right.
Yeah. Steak looks delicious.
With tits and legs.
Tits and legs, you're right.
That steak's tits look delicious.
put that steak in an oven. Well done. That's a Trump steak.
Mwah, boobies.
That's a drop.
Probably already is.
True.
Wow.
Yeah, Trump's a scumbag.
Yeah, right? It's true.
Hot take.
Cool. I don't know if that's what everyone...
No, we're all Trump.
No offense to anybody, but, you know.
Yeah.
Scumbag.
Don't we have a voicemail?
We do have a voicemail.
Oh no.
No! I'd love to get a voicemail from Trump, so we can, you know, get some media attention.
I guess.
And the winner of most fucked up city in Texas of 2017 goes to Amarillo. Oh, wait, excuse me. Everybody, I have to apologize. The card said it was Houston. I was reading the teleprompter. Don't take it out on the wonderful people of Houston. I'm really sorry. Your ass has got stuck in that water. Register my crying ass ain't going to be there. I'm just going to further flood your town. Are there any wonderful Trump voters stuck on the rooftops right now? Open your Steve Harvey inflatable raft and paddle down to the nearest Walmart to buy my bacon strips. Your folks shouldn't go hungry for the next 3 weeks on your rooftops. Harvey out.
I liked it.
You better get your ass in this water.
Water.
Okay, I hear it.
Water.
Who was that from?
Titorino.
I mean Steve Harvey.
That was Steve Harvey who called us.
Harvey.
Hey, what's up, you guys? It's Devin. Had a couple quick comments for you guys. My first comment is for Lovely. I just wanted to say hey, and it was great hearing you on the Brendan Small episode. Hopefully you'll be able to call in more often. My second comment is for Christina and everybody at the Jay Thomas Show. I wanted to send out my condolences and hope you guys are doing okay. I love you all. Rock on. Take care. Yep.
Thanks for recording. Pause recording.
What was
all right? That was him stopping the recording.
Mm-hmm. Creepy. It's like a different voice in the room.
It's the computer.
It's like a Siri. Telling him, it's like a Siri.
It's telling him where his focus, like mouse focus, is.
Oh.
Lacking sight.
Okay.
Oh, so we got a little sneak peek into Devin's world.
So to speak.
Very yeah, that's a weird way to phrase it.
Poor choice of words. A sneak peek.
Shit, man.
Oh, come on.
Rude.
I'll look behind the curtain.
Come
on, man.
No, you're terrible.
Jesus.
What are you doing?
He can't look. Don't say that.
I'm not saying it.
You're
like
being figurative.
I'm not
But think
to
about
be.
The literal
rude.
Meaning of what
rude.
You're saying.
You're
being
rude.
Sightist.
Yeah.
Fine.
Hashtag fire Noah. Using your sight privilege.
Why won't metal injection fire Noah?
Yeah.
Thank you, Devin, for your wonderful voice.
That was really nice.
Actually, there's going to be 83 comments from alt-right saying, look at how they're ganging up on Noah for just being not un-PC.
But I'm describing what we're doing.
Yeah.
We're doing a podcast.
But it's going to remind him what he can't do.
Right. Okay. Devin, we apologize. Please.
On Noah's behalf.
Yeah.
Okay. I apologize. I might be on my own behalf.
Saying.
If it offended you, that's not what I meant.
We're just kidding around.
Mm-hmm.
We're just kidding around.
It doesn't feel like it.
We literally are just teasing each other.
So any Jews,
literally or figuratively,
that may have been
I'm literally doing it.
by Noah's shower message
yes.
that they should bathe. Please, don't be offended.
No, Noah said stop showering.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I said, who uses those showers?
Who uses?
Yes.
What is the deal?
They put the showers by the pool.
I mean,
the
really?
Pool's already water. Why
There's a shower there next to a pool. You're going in the pool. You're showering by default.
Do you know what a shower is?
It's just a pool in the air over your head.
Okay, that was a thing. We have fun, don't
we? Do sometimes we do.
Oh my god.
We laugh.
I just laughed so hard that the nachos came up a little bit.
You had nachos?
Well,
we had
chips
with corn
salsa.
Tortillas.
Chips with corn salsa.
Tortillas.
Thanks to Darren's wife.
I was just, my wife had a friend over.
My wife.
Wow.
Nice.
Right out of left field.
Nice.
Shut the fuck up. Attention. This has been my wife alarm. It's not funny. Let it go. Shut up. Bo Rat is dead.
Bo
Rat.
A Bo Rat.
He's from the South.
Yeah.
Chuck. She had a friend over, a person who shan't be named, lest we trigger the alarm again.
Okay.
And she was telling her how we got married in civil court, in the court system, you know. Mm-hmm. And I don't know I don't know if I ever told the exact details of it, but we had like a gay Puerto Rican guy basically marry us. It just happened. Like, you just wait in the line, someone comes in and marries you. You don't pick
a judge or a random person?
It was just a guy that had some official ability.
Okay, it wasn't just like a guy who walked in off the street. Like, hey.
It may have been. I don't know. For all I know, he had a nice suit on.
Is your marriage official? You need to check on this.
He looked official. Okay. Like, he didn't look like a bum. But yeah, he's
no,
like,
they give you a menu of the type of person that you.
Oh, okay.
It was like, Poppy, do you take this woman to be? Yes. Okay, mamita, you're gonna take this man to be your Jew husband?
He was like that?
I'm exaggerating, but
no,
that part I exaggerated.
And then
way to kill it.
And at the end, the lobster suit guy comes out with the eye of the children.
Yeah. Optimal triple place in the wedding hall.
Mi gente,
down